Tony Blackburn, where you're hearing things. The Tony Blackburn Breakfast Show.
BBC Radio Berkshire.
It's 7 minutes before 9 o'clock right here at BBC Radio Berkshire. I'm delighted to say Sir Terry Wogan is here with me now, who... Terry, good morning, first of all.
A very good morning to you, Tony. You've interrupted me in the middle of my Tai Chi exercises.
you're another Bruce Forsyth, then. You do all this sort of stuff.
Of course. I've been out, I've been, since around...
I don't believe you. I don't believe
this morning, I've been, you know, my circus training, and then a little Pilates, and now the Tai Chi, and I'm doing a little origami a little bit later on.
I think you're a bit like me, actually, sitting on the sofa changing TV channels. That's about the amount of exercise I do.
No, but this, look, honestly, the wheel has come full circle for you, hasn't it?
Well, I'm back on the breakfast show. Yeah. Well, only for a couple of weeks, Terry. Only for a couple of weeks.
I mean, know, but don't let it weigh you down.
A man that did the best breakfast show in the country, I'm talking to you now. After mine, of course.
Well, I was just beginning to think you were going mad then.
I've never known, Terry, because you were doing... I mean, I know that you were, for a very brief time, you worked for the banks in Ireland, and all the problems we have now we can blame totally on you.
No, not at all. If it had been left to me, things would be much, much better, because I would have loaned nobody any money.
How did you actually get... Because you were doing radio in Ireland. I've never asked you this question. How did you actually get the job at BBC Radio 2?
Well, by bribery. The usual way.
I thought I was the only one who did that.
I came across barefoot on the emigrant ship from Ireland without a penny to my name. And I squatted outside Broadcasting House. I constantly bought... As indeed I watched you do... Pete Murray, cigarettes, because he never had a cigarette, although he smoked. He didn't think he smoked, but and then he would come up to you and say, buy me a cigarette. So I bought him cigarettes. I bought Jimmy Young jelly babies. Yeah. And then eventually I wormed my way in through the door and then up a couple of flights of stairs and found a convenient studio and locked myself in.
I always wondered who that person was outside Broadcasting House that I kept tripping up over every morning on the way in.
That's right.
That was you.
Yeah, well, exactly. strumming my little banjo, and very kindly, every so often, used to throw a couple of pennies into my hat.
Very occasionally.
Yeah, not too many, no.
What a career you've had, though. I mean, and having as well, of course, on Radio 2 on the Sunday. I managed to miss you because I'm on Radio London at the same time.
This is very, very wise. we're both very wise since we miss each other. And I do miss you. I miss you in the morning.
I miss you more than you miss me.
No. Yeah. But anyway, as I say, we used to do our little bit on both sides of the wire, didn't we?
We did. And then they tragically took us off.
Well, I mean, you know.
What a mistake that was, Terry.
Well, I mean, you made your own decision, of course. They just gave me they said he's too old, and they gave me the elbow.
Have you heard the, going to the, because I mean, you did the best commentary of the Eurovision Song Contest for years and years and years. Have you heard the Bonnie Tyler record? Do you think it stands a chance?
Only yesterday, Sunday, on Weekend Wogan, I played it. And as a matter of fact, I had a chap in from Johnny Hates Jazz.
Yes.
Who reminded me that he produced the last record to win for us, which was, I bet you've forgotten as well, haven't you?
Yes.
Katrina and the Waves.
Katrina and the Waves. Absolutely, yeah.
It was Katrina and the Waves. Mm. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. With the greatest respect to Bonnie Tyler, we couldn't have a better representative. Mm. She's a voice like a gong. The song is okay. you can never judge these things. But no. I can only say that Roy O'Mooney will never again win the Eurovision Song Contest.
No. No. Why is it that the rest of Europe absolutely hate us, Terry?
It's nothing to do with that. It's to do with the fact that ever since the fall of the Great Russian Bear, it has fallen into the hands of everybody who lives east of the Danube.
Yeah.
So that means they all, because they were part of the Soviet Union, they all got into the habit, well, they were all forced to vote for each other. That's what they do.
Mm.
And also, everybody who represents Kazakhstan or Latvia or indeed if it comes to it, Ethiopia, anybody who does that is famous in their own right. They're famous in Eastern Europe. So they're big. big stars. And we produce people, with the greatest respect, Engelbert Humperdinck, who hasn't been a star for an awful long time. Mm. And it's the same Bonnie Tyler, great singer, but, you know, hasn't been a chart topper for ages.
I think they're missing a trick here, actually, Terry. I mean, you'd have the floral dance. I had one or two, just a couple of hits. Two of us together, put us together, and I think we'll bring the goodies back.
Well, I think we missed a terrible opportunity. Ant and Dec are now at number one in the charts. Why not Ant and Dec?
Well, that's a good suggestion as well. That's a good suggestion as well. And Terry, before you go, I want to congratulate you for you have set, and I think it still stands, the world record for the longest ever successful golf putt, 33 yards at Glen Eagles.
That is perfectly true.
That is your main claim to fame, to be honest with you, isn't it?
No, my main claim to fame is being a tremendously nice person who gets up at all hours of the morning to talk to you.
That as well.
And I have to tell you that I played golf myself only the day before yesterday in Beaconsfield, which is not unknown to you, and we were all walking around like Ranulph Twistleton Wickham Fines, because our fingers were falling off in the gold. And it was bitter. But on that great day in Glen Eagles, which I'm glad you've recalled, Lee Trevino, legendary golfer, after my putt had gone in, he walked the length of the putt and declared it to be 33 yards. And he had very big feet.
Terry, thank you very much for being with us here at BBC Radio.
Pleasure, and I'll go back to bed now if it's all the same to you.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Take it easy, Tony.
BBC Radio Berkshire. The Tony Blackburn Breakfast Show. Travel you trust. Traffic and
travel. Rory McAllister's with us.
Just the M25, really, that's got some big queues, so that's on the anti-clockwise side.